Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Authorities in Greece have evacuated neighbourhoods and warned other residents to stay indoors with their windows closed as they continue to battle wildfires on the outskirts of Athens. Environmentalists say that a combination of unprecedented temperatures in June and July after the warmest winter ever have turned Greece's terrain into a tinderbox. Anthi Karasava is the Times correspondent in Athens. She joins me on the line now. Anthi, there may have been as many as 40 different fires since the weekend. What's the state of play now?
Absolutely. I was just speaking to the head of the fire brigade here, and he was saying that an official number will be announced later on, but still they are significantly less than the 40 that were counted yesterday. And that because there are huge reinforcements that have come into play and that have reinforced. Actually, the firefighters that had been deployed were now up to 685. There's literally an army of forces out there, plus soldiers, 17 water dropping planes, 15 helicopters, and there's more to come because Athens is looking to request for urgent assistance from its European member states and allies. At least 10 communities with thousands of people have already been evacuated, mainly hamlets and villages around the focal point, which is Varnava, which is some 40 kilometers north of the capital of Athens. Four more, at least, communities are on high alert and standby for its people to be pushed out to move further south towards the capital. The government, as I said, has mobilized an amazing number of forces. Historic towns, again, also like Marathon, have been evacuated. And smoke itself is just pluming. There are plumes of smoke that have reached the city center of Athens, you know, leaving even tourists and locals in panic, seeing these yellow-brown hues draping the sky and ashes showering the capital.
Massive deployment of resources. What did that fire chief say to you about what, if any, success they were having in suppressing the fires?
They have not managed. They have not managed to bring the fire under control. And what they're doing right now is now efforts to douse it, but and to extinguish it, but basically to contain it from spreading. There are three. It's a kind of a three-pronged fire, three fronts that they're battling, and the greatest challenge right now are these gale force winds running at about 70 to 80 kilometers per hour, he said. And that, in fact, was the reason why they could not check this fire when it was sparked yesterday, because the pace at which it just raced was, he put it, a lightning speed. So they are trying to contain the fire and contain it from actually moving down further south into residential areas, hitting the Greek capital. For now, the winds are moving this fire more towards the east and on the outskirts, kind of girdling the Greek capital. But still, he said, with the winds moving in any direction at any time, Athens is far from safe.
If not the exact location, then the fact that there would have been wildfires at this time of year was presumably, given the climate conditions, something that was quite predictable. What, if any, work, preventive work, was done before now, Anthi, to clear the vegetation that is fueling these fires?
There have been, for starters, the government had purchased several water-dropping planes and got onto mapping a strategy early on this season. But you know, the conditions have just been unfortunate. Also, clearing out these plots have proven very, very difficult. It's being left to keepers and to owners of these plots who have not conformed, despite the fact that penalties and fees were imposed or that there were threats of them being imposed. And obviously what we're seeing now in these harrowing pictures is that most of these unkept plots are just adding lard to the fire, and they are just speeding the pace of this fire, making it so much more uncontrollable.
Is the government of Kyriakos Mitsotakis treating this as the new normal or something that is still very much exceptional?
It is the new normal. I mean, forest fires are very common in Greece because of its terrain. Obviously, climate change has exacerbated the situation, and more so this year after the warmest winter that we had. We were struck also by record high temperatures in June and July, and that simply turned the terrain into a tinderbox. But obviously, there is no doubt a need for more measures and more planning, better planning to take place. When I was speaking to the head of the fire brigade, he's saying all these plans and whatever plan we had in place, you know, it simply changes because of the weather. So it's a work in progress, we'll see how it will proceed.
Indeed, Anthi Karasava, the Times correspondent in Athens, thank you very much for that. Coming up after the break, the homecoming.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.